Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 639 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And we have a great question today from somebody who wishes to remain anonymous, and you'll hear why in his question.
Hi, Pat. I'm just starting out, and I'd like to know how I can keep my identity anonymous, just because I've got a prominent position now and I don't want my employers or my colleagues to know what I'm doing yet as a side or as a startup business. So can you just fill me in? Is an alias okay, or what kind of steps do you recommend on being anonymous but still starting an internet business and an online business? Thanks.
Hey, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it, and I will respect your and anonymity, however you say it. But yeah, this is, I don't even have your name or email address anyway. So if you want to, at some point, get your t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show, just shoot me an email or send it through the contact page and let me know that this was your question, and then we could verify it one way or another. But anyway, if not, that's totally cool. Now, this is actually a very common question. A lot of people who are in your position have the same thoughts and same worries. You know, their employer, they don't want them to know about what they're doing. They might even be creating some sort of competition or competitive service to go along with it. Others, they just don't want their coworkers to know. And many other people, they're just worried about what would happen if they put themselves out there. Because when you put yourself out there, you become vulnerable to other people that could potentially not like what you're doing. And, you know, I have my own set of haters, and people haven't really always been 100% happy with what I've done for whatever reason. And that's their choice. But, you know, as my buddy Chris Tucker says, your vibe attracts your tribe. So I just put myself out there. And those who like what I do, those who follow what I do, that's who I'm here for. So anyway, just wanted to get that out of the way. Now, to answer your question, can you keep your anonymity? Well, yeah, absolutely. And I know a lot of people who have actually done this and done it very well and have continued to do it. I mean, there were people who I followed and felt like I could really trust, even though they weren't even sharing their name. And a few of those people had, you know, made up names, which is totally okay, pen names. I actually have made up a pen name of my own for a website at securityguardtraininghq.com, which is one of my niche sites. Now, the reason I did that is because I had made the creation of that website and business so public that I didn't want people who really wanted to become a security guard to know that there was this sort of experiment behind it, even though that, yeah, it wouldn't have affected the content. The content was still great, and I did all the research required to help these people. I just didn't want to have people have to wonder. So that's why I did that, and I created this pen name called Pete Chamberlain, which, I don't know, sounded like a good name to me. And I don't even remember how I came up with that name. But, you know, I haven't really heard anything negative, and it's still, for the last 5 years, has been helping people become security guards. And actually, the job board portion of it is actually getting a lot more pull. And you'll notice that if you actually go into my archives for my income reports, that the job board specifically is generating more and more money every month, which means more and more people are finding security jobs through that website. So I'm still able to help people, even though I'm Pat Flynn, but I'm Pete Chamberlain on that website. And so you could still definitely help people. And I think no matter what it is that you do, as long as the content is great and you actually care about your audience and you're helping them, it doesn't really matter what your name is. And even if you use a name at all, I think there's a lot of people out there who use I guess you could say nicknames or other things. I mean, there's people out there who don't share their real name who are very popular. I mean, my son is into Minecraft right now, and there's this guy named Stampy Longnose who has a YouTube channel with millions of subscribers, and he puts out a video, and people love him because his personality still comes through. And I think that's the most important part. He's still himself. He's just not using his real name. And since he's created Stampy Longnose and on his channel, he actually just plays Minecraft and records it and shares some tips and actually makes these cool stories and is connecting with other people. There's another guy named Ballistic Squid. Again, these aren't their real names, but this is just what people know them as. And because they're themselves and they're putting themselves out there, people actually care and actually really enjoy them. And now, since Stampy Longnose has become really popular, he's actually written books and has come out and has shared himself and actually put his face out there in the world, because he's actually gotten awards for some of his work with Minecraft, because he shares not only how to play Minecraft, but the way that he teaches is actually very admirable, and he's helping kids understand how to solve problems and teamwork and all these other things. Anyway, point is, you don't have to put your name out there, and you don't even have to make up a name. You can create sort of a character, if you will. When I was starting to follow blogs back in 2007, there were a few blogs where I didn't know who the person on the other end was, but I really loved what they were doing because of the content. And one of them was a person, a woman actually, who didn't have her name out there, but she was known as the Silicon Valley Girl. And she was somebody who lived in Silicon Valley who was teaching and talking about personal finance. And she was just known as SVG, Silicon Valley Girl. And that's who I knew her as. And she had a little animated cartoonish kind of character as sort of the avatar, so that, you know, I still felt like she was a real person. And because she was talking about things that were really interesting to me at the time, things that I was really looking for solutions for, and she had those answers, you know, I loved what she was doing, and I felt really connected with her, and I supported what she was doing. So, oh, and this reminds me, there was another guy in our space, the blogging space, his name is Ramsey. But I didn't know his name was Ramsey until 4 years or 3 years after he created his website and became well-known in the blogosphere. And he was known as The Blog Tyrant. That was his name, The Blog Tyrant. And everybody got to know him. He had amazing content, and I got to become friends with him. I didn't even know his real name until one day he finally just decided that he was going to, I don't know what it was exactly, but he came out, if you will, and became known as Ramsey, and we're friends, and he's just become this well-known person now. But I still call him, and I still reference him as the Blog Tyrant, because that's what everybody got to know him as. And again, it's because he put himself out there. He was still a human being on the other end. He just wasn't using his real name. So to sum it all up, yes, totally okay to do that. You can use a fake name or a pen name, if you will, just temporarily or permanently. Some people have done that. I mean, there are even rappers who most people know them as their rapper name and not their real name. So that's totally okay. You can use a sort of character name like the Blog Tyrant or Stampy Longnose or Ballistic Squid or any of those things. Again, just making sure it kind of fits in with your industry that you're getting into. I don't know exactly what that is, Mr. Anonymous, but I wouldn't necessarily make a fun, interesting kind of cartoony type name if you're trying to get into, I don't know, the insurance space or something. Again, make sure it kind of just makes sense for your audience. Think about them and their position and what they would say and think if they had heard of this name. So just keep those things in mind. But Mr. Anonymous, thank you so much for the question. And again, if you want that t-shirt, shoot me an email through my contact page on smartpassiveincome.com and we'll get that over to you. And if not, totally cool. And just let me know, even if you'd like to have me gift the t-shirt that you've earned to somebody else. So anyway, up to you. Thank you so much for your question again. And thanks to everybody else out there who's asking questions. I appreciate you. My name is Pat Flynn, and that is my real name, and I'm here to help you as always. Thank you for your questions, and please keep sending them, because you are what make this show possible. And as always, I'd love to end with a quote. And today's quote comes from Jonathan Lister. His quote is, "Speak to your audience in their language about what's in their heart." Cheers, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.